how are all you?
Give us points for patience.
I do give you points for patience. But so before I answer your questions, you know, I want to say congratulations to Carl.
All right, thank you.
40 years, right?
40 years.
All right, go ahead, do your worst.
Chief, is there anything more you can add to the report? I mean, are you pleased with the reaction from the report? Could it have been a better report? And what do you do from here?
Well, I'm very, very pleased with the report. The report is a good baseline for which we can measure officers' impressions and beliefs about the discipline system. You know, we were able to come up with some recommendations that address the way that my officers feel about it. And we will see how those recommendations, when implemented, affect that. So it's a good baseline. I think it was a great discussion. You know, after the Dorner incident, there was a lot of angst in the department about a number of things. You know, and I think that was very natural, and this helped to address some of that.
A lot of the issues with dissecting this beyond where it is now would involve opening up individual files and then coming up with some way to categorize and then break down each one. It sounds like that's not really practical, or anybody has time to do that. I mean, it sounds like it would take years. And without that, it's impossible to address a lot of the perception issues. So how do you get past that, and how do you get your own officers to just feel confident that if they get complained about, they're going to be treated well?
Well, there's a number of ways to do that, and one is to make the outcomes of discipline more available. And that's one of the recommendations, and that's one of the things we're going to do. You know, pulling apart past files and trying to compare one case to another is very difficult, because discipline is more than just about what action occurred. It's also about the employee's history, whether or not they have a history of a similar discipline, all those things. So pulling files apart alone is not enough. But I think it's important to make the process as transparent as we can within the law, and that's a number of the recommendations to do just that.
But you're still not going to please everybody, Chief. There's still going to people say that there's a lot of faults in the system.
Well, you know, it is a discipline system, and discipline systems are not going to be popular. Our goal is to make it as fair as possible and as transparent as we can within the law. And, you know, and as we do that, we'll measure the attitudes of the employees to see if we're making any progress.
Chief, how do you make sure that your presence isn't completely felt during the BOR hearings? That was one of the complaints.
Well, you know, of course, one of the things that was one of the recommendations is that I be more explicit about what I expect from command officers and from the civilian members in a Board of Rights. You know, the discipline system does start with the chief of police, so there's always going to be influence of the chief of police. But what I want my command officers and the civilian members of the Board of Rights to understand is that I'm reviewing these cases on paper and through a presentation by a third party. They get to testify. They get to see live testimony. They get to hear witnesses. They get to physically hold and touch evidence. I expect them to do their job and to do those things. And they may come to a different decision than I did, and that is fine. But what I do need is them to articulate a rationale that explains that to me. And when they do, then I am fine with that. I sat on hundreds of boards of rights as a captain, commander, in chief, and I know exactly what the hearings are about. And I know that oftentimes they bring out things that were never in the investigation because of the way that it is structured, just like court often brings out things that aren't in a police investigation or aren't in a civil investigation. So I completely understand the difference, and I just have to make sure that I can communicate that to the people that sit on boards of rights so they know that I expect them to make an independent decision based on what is put before them.
Well, as far as consistency with penalties go, the department had a penalty guide years ago. I mean, the one I have was written on a typewriter, so it's from that era. Why did it fall out of favor to rely on that, and what's the challenge in using one to create more consistency?
Well, the answer is the same. I mean, the reason it fell out of favor, even though it still existed to some extent, and the reason that it's difficult to use is the same, because every act of misconduct, once it's sustained, is very different. I mean, because every employee is different, every circumstance is different, everybody's discipline history is different, everybody's work performance history is different, and all of that has to be taken into account to achieve the right discipline. And so, you know, while some things, you know, may lend themselves to comparison, many things do not. And, you know, the reality is that when you talk about things like excessive force or other issues, there may be a huge range and so of discipline that can be attached to it. So sometimes it's difficult with a spreadsheet on that because the range of discipline is so great.
Chief, if we can change it to Ferguson, if there is civil unrest in LA, how much leeway will you your officers give the demonstrators?
Well, we will facilitate a lawful demonstration just as we always do. But, you know, we will not and cannot condone violence or vandalism. You know, we want to help people to express their opinions, but we want it to do it lawfully. We want them to do it in a way that adds to their cause and not takes away from it. You know, I am a firm believer in constitutional policing. I'm a firm believer in folks' ability to exercise their First Amendment rights. But I also recognize that one person's right stop when others begin, and we cannot allow people to pillage the city, and we won't.
So there'll be no hesitation? I mean, because there are those that say maybe there was too much hesitation and Leimert Park wound up with some windows being broken, people getting hurt.
I don't say that. I don't say there was too much hesitation in the Leimert Park fire. I believe the police department responded tactically and appropriately. You know, almost everybody that committed vandalism that day was prosecuted. You know, we will do the best that we can to ensure the safety of the city.
Okay, we got to get them upstairs now. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.